With today's news that Anderson auditors destroyed documents after federal investigators started asking around, our attention turned to whether it's possible to get any of that information back. Anderson says both paper records and thousands of computer emails were deleted. John Patsakis is president of Guidance Software, California. His company makes software that may well be able to retrieve those emails. All of the big five accounting firms have been his clients at one time or another. He explains the process that's called data forensics.
First, you want to go in and make a backup image of a hard drive or a floppy disk or whatever computer media you're targeting. And then you are non-invasively recovering all the data and documenting that. The main thing is you don't want to go in and operate on the original computer. You don't want to go in and boot it up, because when you do that, then you're going to be changing date stamps, or you're going to be overriding information, and it's really akin to trampling all over the crime scene. And courts recognize that now, that they mandate that proper computer forensic protocols be used whenever you do investigate a target computer.
Well, let's speculate that I am a vice president and I have been embezzling lots of money from my company, and I think I'm pretty good with computers, and I think I've got it covered up, and everything I've put on there I have deleted and made sure it's gone away completely. What kind of shape am I in? What kind of risk am I in?
Well, just deleting a file by emptying the waste bag does not get rid of the file. I mean, to give an analogy, it's a little bit like a library system where when you delete a file, all you're doing is removing the card catalog pointing to where that file, or in this case, that book is on the stacks. But the book remains there, or the file remains there until it's actually overwritten or wiped by special software. So people that are computer savvy know that in addition to deleting files, there are some countermeasures that can be taken, but using those countermeasures oftentimes works against the user, because a good computer forensic examiner is going to be able to determine whether or not a deletion was made just pursuant to an innocent corporate ongoing policy, or whether or not there was more intent there to actually scrub the information from a hard drive.
Give us an example of what you're talking about, going further, deeper into the computer system.
Well, you can use special software that goes in and overwrites the existing data with ones and zeros, and that way it's called zeroing out the hard drive. And when that happens, then the computer's data is pretty much gone, although there are some very high-tech and very expensive techniques that can be employed to recover that data in a lab.
Even after you have overwritten it with ones and zeros?
That's correct. There is something called a magnetic force microscope that can sense the magnetic wave patterns and recreate the data on the hard drive. And that's only used in some very high-profile or national security investigations, but in very important civil matters, it has been known to be employed.
Now, I'm quoting from the Washington Post about the Arthur Anderson Company policy about deletion of electronic records. And this says that was supposed to be done in such a way that precludes the possibility of subsequent retrieval. What I'm hearing you say is there's no way to preclude the retrieval.
It really depends. It really depends on how extensive the overwriting was done. Certainly the best way to preclude retrieval is to take a hammer to the hard drive and pound it and throw it into the fire. At that point, you can probably guarantee that it won't be retrieved.
There you go.
There are certain Department of Defense specifications to use software that will overwrite the information, and that may even prevent the data from recovering in an advanced laboratory.
Let me ask you a purely hypothetical question. I start writing an angry letter. I get halfway through it, and I say, oh, I shouldn't send this. I won't save it. I won't send it. A year from now, can somebody come and find that letter?
It's certainly possible, because even if just operating on the computer, if that happens to be on the screen, the operating system will use virtual memory techniques, which causes that information, unbeknownst to the user, to be written to the hard drive. If you print out that letter, there'll be temporary files that are created that will then be resting on your hard drive. So we've had cases where internet chat room conversations have been recovered from the hard drives of pedophiles, and that's been used in the court of law to secure their conviction.
Mr. Patsakis, thank you for taking time to talk to us.
My pleasure.
John Patsakis, president of Guidance Software in Pasadena, California.